Hi, I'm Pat Ogren, and Deeper Mindfulness, and this is day 48 of Being Here program. So the poem today it goes with the previous 2 days. So we work directly with status vigilance, the pressure to prove, to hold position, to avoid slipping and standing. So yesterday we stayed close to the inner experience of that. So today we step out a little bit. It places comparison and rank within the wider systems many of us move through. Schools, workplace, digital platforms, social groups, economies, etc. In many environments, position is visible, performance is tracked, and opportunity can cluster around certain levels of standing. So within these structures, scanning for where we stand is not unusual. It can be a practical response to how to access and recognition are organized. This is yes, it can be important. So close your eyes and just let this poem land and connect with your nervous system. Day 48, when I'm always measuring where I stand, noticing. Many environments are organized around ranking. Even when it isn't openly named. Roles come with invisible ladders. Recognition is unevenly distributed. Attention flows towards some positions and away from others. In such settings, comparison becomes practical. People learn to read signals. Who is listened to? Who is deferred to, and who is overlooked? Status is rarely stable. It can shift with context, with performance, with who is present in the room. This instability encourages vigilance. Staying alert feels necessary when position can change without warning. Modern life intensifies this further. Metrics are public. Achievements are displayed. Visibility is continuous. Within these conditions, measuring where you stand is not simply personal insecurity. It reflects systems that invite comparison as a way of organizing value. Noticing this doesn't remove the urge to compare. It doesn't resolve the tension around status. It simply places the experience within the structure to shape it, where keeping track of position can feel like a reasonable response to living in hierarchies that rarely rest.